It's long been common knowledge that aviation is crucial to Alaska, but for the first time, aviation's importance in the state has been quantified thanks to an economic assessment from the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Northern Economics Incorporated analyzed data from interviews with airport managers, city managers, and community leaders, and responses to surveys with 600 Alaskans who have flown over the past 12 months. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
As DOT Deputy Commissioner Christine Klein will tell you, many of the surveys contained a similar theme.
I'll pull some other ones here for you. We live off the road system, and the air travel is everything to us. Our airport, it is everything to us. Air travel is just everything to us.
More than 160 Alaska communities rely on air service as their sole mode of transportation. And air service is a major part of Alaska's economy. Airports and aviation generate 8% of the gross state product, or the total of all goods and services produced in the state for a given year. Alaska's GSP is approximately $44 billion, so aviation's economic contribution comes out to $3.5 billion. Aviation is also the state's fifth largest provider of income and employment. 10% of Alaska's jobs are related to aviation. That's more than each of several economic sectors: construction and manufacturing, health and education, hospitality and leisure, and trade.
I don't think it takes an awful lot of brain power to think this out. Alaska's aviation is key to the survival of Alaska.
DOT Commissioner Leo von Schaben began his Alaska career in the airplane industry, designing airports. He says he's especially wowed by the part of the economic assessment detailing how often Alaskans take to the skies.
Think about it. We fly 8 times more than our lower 48 counterparts. I go to Illinois to visit my sister, and I bet she's on an airplane once every 5 years. And probably a lot of Midwest people are like that. We do it 14, 15 times a year.
But it isn't just Alaska's people that fly.
Our goods, our foods, our supplies. In Alaska, 39 times more freight per capita comes through airports than comparable airports on lower 48.
Despite aviation's paramount position in the Alaska economy, von Schaben and Klein say improvements are needed in the maintenance and operation of airports, for example, and the costs of fuel and energy.
There is another side regarding energy. We've had requests of lengthening airports so they can fly larger aircraft in there for hauling greater quantities of fuel.
And Klein says they're responding to as many of those requests as they can, because for so many Alaskans, the airport is, well, everything.
The airport is a fact of life for living out here in our villages. The airport is our roads, our highway, our ocean, and our entire lifeline. You couldn't say more.
In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.